This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprises Resource Center. The Sarawak Convention Bureau aims to position Sarawak as the main international business events destination. They've created a campaign called Redefining Global Tribes to promote global inclusivity for business events worldwide. Emilia Rosiman, the COO of the Sarawak Convention Bureau, and Terrence Lim, director at Borneo True Events, are here. And they'll also be talking about the Tribal Warrior Challenge obstacle course they've organized in the spirit of their campaign and why Sarawak should be internationally recognized for business events. Of course, I'm biased.
Okay.
Of course, you know, it's the best state ever. Now, maybe what we can start off with, Emilia, you know, a little bit about the Sarawak Convention Bureau, when it was set up and what it has been entrusted to do.
Well, Sarawak Convention Bureau was set up in 2006. We are one of the pioneers. Over 11 years, we have achieved 10 international awards for our creativity in branding and marketing. And then we have won 650 international and national conferences. Mm-hmm. And now we are the model of the second tier and third destination in the region.
Okay, so people talk about with this first tier, second tier, third tier. I think people maybe don't understand what it all means.
Well, you know, Sarawak is a second tier destination because we do have a direct flight, but not as much as, you know, like how KL or, you know, like how Kuala Lumpur is. Mm. So in order for the delegates, you know, for the people to reach us, you know, they still need to stop in Singapore, in Penang, in Sabah, or in Kuala Lumpur in order to come into Sarawak. Yes. Hmm. Yeah, so that's how we differentiate ourselves as a first tier or second tier destination. Hmm. But being a second tier destination, it has never been a challenge for us because, you know, as what I said before, we have won 650 national and international conferences. So this is an achievement. Hmm. And being the role model, it says a lot about, you know, what the destination can do. Because, you know, being in the business event is not about the flight. It's not just about the flight. It's about the content, the business case, what Sarawak and the state government can offer to the business events community.
Okay. And also, there's been some name change or how different countries call it differently because we always say MICE.
Yes. Yeah. You know, MICE or, you know, like in Malay, we call it tikus. Yeah. But MICE stands for Meeting, Incentive, Conference and Exhibitions. In North America, MICE is business tourism. Mm-hmm. In UK and Europe, they call it meetings. Mm-hmm. In Asia, a lot of destinations still call it MICE, but in Sarawak, in Malaysia, we use the word business events. It's, you know, like this is what the Australian has been using it. And then we believe that this name, business event, it says, you know, what the business is all about.
Okay, so it's about the different industries as well. But over the years as well, do you find particular industries or verticals going to Sarawak for these events, or has it been pretty much all kinds?
All kind of sector and industry. For Sarawak, at the moment, our strength is, you know, 30% of the sector is the medical. But then the Sarawak state government now is focusing on agriculture, and also the newest one was digital economy. But nevertheless, you know, like we have assist a lot of international and national conferences from many sectors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like if you want to find out more about, you know, the support that given by the state government, just let us know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just back to your second tier and third tier and these sort of destinations, mm-hmm. right? Has it ever been a deterrent? I mean, what has the appeal been for second tier and third tier cities to have conferences, just generally?
Well, you know, like a lot of international conferences have been around to the first tier destination, mm-hmm. like Singapore, you know,
so
big city name.
Bored.
But what happened is that it's keep rotating at the same destination. And then the conference goer, you know, they get bored. You know, how many times should I go to the same destination? So what the new and fresh destination like Sarawak can offer is that, you know, to the conference host is to get more delegates. Because the program is the program, scientific program, you know, for any conferences. But when it comes to getting more conference goer is what the destination can offer. We are fresh, we are new, and then, you know, and the way Sarawak goes right now, it's not just about culture, it's not just about adventure. It's not
although
just
that is the appeal.
Yeah, although that is our USP, but it's beyond that. What we're looking into that, it's not just about admiring and looking at the, you know, the culture, people dance, you know, Kek Lapis Sarawak, or Kain Pua, or Tua in Sarawak. It's about the value of the community. So the Sarawak value is something that we want to put forward, which is community, unity, and identity. This is our strong value. And this tribal value that we have, and we believe that it will change the perspective of business world today.
Okay. Yeah. It's the twat for me lah. Most
definitely. Sarawak Laksa, don't forget, okay?
Okay. Now, we talk a little bit about, you know, like if you talk about the events that you've had over the years, you know, I've got some information like the Nursing and Allied Health Conference that was in 2012, the 7th International Hornbill Conference earlier this year. And, you know, I think last year you all hosted a significant event, the ICCA or ICA as you call it. Tell us about that.
Well, Terrence is one of our event company that has assisted us with the social night. And then I think, you know, like I will let Terrence to talk about it a bit later, but I will talk about the ICA Congress. Yeah. ICA stands for International Congress and Convention Association Congress. So we beat this Congress in 2013. And we won, and we were competing with Prague during that time. Who knows that Sarawak, Kuching, you know, a small city like Kuching, you know, will win over Prague.
Up against the Giants.
Yeah. And then in 2016, when we delivered the conference, you know, we have, you know, like even the past president and the current president was saying that that was the best ICA Congress they ever had after 27 years.
Yeah,
so it means a lot for us because so many people telling us that, you know, what does Kuching has, you know, where is a direct flight, you know, we don't have a skyscraper, we don't have this, we don't have that. But what make us win is that it's a tribal value. So the Congress itself has attracted more than 800 delegates from 62 countries. And then this Congress itself is not just any Congress. This is kind of like, how do you call it, Terrence?
You can, in a sporting world event, you call it the Olympics. Right? And in the
it's a conference movie, for conference people.
Correct. It's like the Grammys of conference.
Yeah. So this is where all of the international players around the world come to Kuching and witness themselves what this city can offer. And then winning this conference is that it's the first from Malaysia. And then it's not so many Asia countries have hosted it.
I think just to give you a glimpse, okay, last year we had it in ICA. The previous year it was at Buenos Aires in Argentina. The one previously, I think it was also in Shanghai.
In Shanghai.
This year it's going to happen in Prague. The year after that will be in
Dubai. Okay. And after that, Houston.
Houston in US. So you see Kuching.
All sudden Kuching is there. So it says a lot. It says a lot on our credibility, and I think it's the passion of the people, the business even community, and then the strong support from the government that makes all of these things happen.
Yeah, many, many years ago, I had this T-shirt that says, London, New York, Paris, Kuching.
I wish you create that.
I think you should recreate that T-shirt as well. So, but also, like when you think about it, when in the global world, we think, oh, this is in the island of Borneo, right? That also, I'm sure, has an appeal factor as well.
Yeah, for the first 5 years, we do brand Sarawak under the we leverage on the Borneo brand. But I think after 5 years, and then we see how the market has received it. Actually, we can stand alone as Sarawak only. So we are not that we are no longer using Borneo. We still use Borneo, but now, you know, it's time for us just to use Sarawak instead of Borneo. So we will be Sarawak Malaysia.
Okay, and of course,
in Borneo Island.
And the Sarawak Convention Bureau also works very closely with MICEP, right?
Yes, MICEP is our main partner, and we work very close to them. And also, of course, you know, ICA has a regional office. They are based in Kuala Lumpur. So we also work closely with them. And actually, you know, like we work closely with all of the, there's, you know, there's other convention bureau too in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like when we organize ICA, we cannot organize it ourselves. You know, we work together with the ICA Malaysia members.
Mm.
So, you know, like, and then ICA Congress, Gathering of the Global Tribes.
Mm.
Yeah. So Gathering of the Global Tribe is, you know, has inspired us to come up with the new campaign that, you know, we're working on right now is the Redefining Global Tribes.
And on that note, we'll talk a little bit more about that campaign, Redefining Global Tribes, with Amelia Rosimann from Sarawak Convention Bureau and Terence Lim from True Events. You're listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Business for Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
This is Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here. It's Resource Centre. I'm here with Amelia Rosimann from Sarawak Convention Bureau and Terence Lim from True Events. We're talking about one of the campaign, Redefining Global Tribes, and of course, an event that's upcoming. So what is this whole idea behind Redefining Global Tribes, this whole campaign?
As I said before, Redefining Global Tribe is a sequel of the success of the ICA Congress in 2016 with the theme of Gathering of the Global Tribes. So, you know, 2016 is our 10-year anniversary for Sarawak in terms of the business events. You know, like, we want to look at ourselves. Where do we want to go after 10 years? Do we still want to gather people, or we want to bring the people that we have gathered, you know, moving forward? So Redefine the Global Tribes is a perfect answer because...
It's a very strong campaign.
Yeah, it's a very strong campaign too. Back in 2008, when we won the Best Marketing Award for Malaysia in Victoria, we were the first Asian country to win the award for our creativity in branding and marketing. I mean, it's such an emotional experience because after we won it, we have a lot of people from around the world come and talk to us. Mm. And they say that one thing that they like about Malaysia is that the tribal people are not just for display, but they are the one who fight and, you know, do and do it themselves.
Yeah.
So this is back in 2008. It's such an emotional, because it's not only one person who say that. There's so many people saying that. So looking back at that, our first achievement in business event and compared to now, and, you know, like, and with another achievement that we have is from the ICA Congress, you know, with the comment like, the best Congress after 27 years, we never thought of that, because a lot of people say that we cannot do it, we cannot do it, Sarawak cannot do it. But we still bid for it, we won it, and we delivered the best that we can.
Hmm.
So, you know, with that, we know that the strongest thing that we have is our value. So this is how we come up with the Redefining Global Tribes. Because in ICA, we have the Gathering of the Global Tribe as our team. We have gathered people. People have seen it, has experienced it, but how can we redefine, you know, their tribe, or how can they themselves redefine their tribes? Mm. So what we do is that for this campaign, instead of just get all of the tribes in Malaysia, why don't we get all of the tribes from around the world to come together? Business sector is not a prominent sector in any country. Not so many countries realize that, you know, to make it as... This is the hub, you know, this is the center, this is a platform for business exchange, you know, like for knowledge transfer. But, you know, like this is a time for all of us to get together, different community from around the world, we unite and create a strong identity for business event, for the global economy.
Right. And we do make statements like, this is my tribe, you know, and then that builds a sense of community as well.
Yeah, you are your own tribe, which is the BFM tribe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So any community, you know, like, is part of the business event community, because what business event is all about, it's not about individual. It's about working with different community. Yeah, to achieve the objective.
I want to just, before you to explain to me, I know there's something that's happening from August 17th to 20th. Even in terms of having these conferences, we're not looking at volume. We're looking at a certain size. It doesn't have to be these large conferences that Sarawak Convention Bureau is targeting at.
Yeah, for us, we are very comfortable with the maximum number of 3,000 packs. I mean, you know, it's not just because of the flight or because of the facility that we have, but also we want to keep the integrity of the destination. And some of our attraction, you know, doesn't allow a big number like that to come in. So, you know, in terms of business events, when, you know, like, it's very different from leisure. So it's very specific. It's always personalized. And, you know, like, most of the thing that we can offer are not catered for, like, let's say you want to go to Semenggo. We cannot put 300 people at Semenggo.
They won't come out.
Yeah, they won't come out one thing. And then you will be, you know, like, dominating all of the jungle, yeah. You know, yeah. Like more people than the orangutan itself.
And here we are to protect.
Yeah,
the
we want to protect.
Our,
we
our
still,
greens
yes.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they never
right.
come out during fruit season anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, you are, tell us about this event that's happening from August 17th to 20th.
From the 17th to the 20th, we will have a Redefining Global Tribes and family trip where we invite 30 convention leaders. And then 30 convention ambassador, 20 national media, 10 international media, and then 10 international convention leader to Kuching, Sarawak. So they will have a chance to experience Sarawak as an international business destination. And also at the same time, the climax of our event that day will be the Tribal Warrior Challenge.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is where Terrence comes in with
exactly.
the challenge.
Exactly.
Tell us about this challenge, right? And this is going to be, there are three levels of obstacle course, but tell us about it.
Okay, you have the three levels where for the members of the public, you have the rite of passage, mm-hmm. okay? And then you have, of course, for the elites, we know that we have... fitness enthusiast yeah. who wants to prove themselves.
The hardcore ones.
Correct. So those will be on timers, you know, and then they will have a hardcore obstacle course. And then, of course, the special one that we have is the Beast Mode, which is custom for the Sarawak Convention Bureau. And these are for the people who are coming okay. and they're
not
they're
so
inviting.
Hardcore.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, but it's definitely going to work the upper body, both the lower and the upper body as well.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, so the first part is the rite of passage, which is a 7-kilometer course that focuses on teamwork.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and the thinking behind that is back to the campaign, the community unity, and is that the reason?
Yeah, that's the reason because, you know, we have a lot of runs going on. And in Malaysia now, you have a lot of runs. And almost, if I'm not mistaken, almost every week there is a run going on in every state, or sometimes in one state you have 4 to 6 runs, right? Mm. But that is always very individual. Yeah. You do your own run, you're on your own, and you get a time, you're happy, you know, and you tell people, hey, I've done this, I've improved my time. Mm. But there's never seemed to be an activity that actually gets people together, do it together, and then goes through an obstacles. Now, in the sense of business events or anything that we do, we are always faced with obstacles. The obstacles that you're going to face during the Tribal Warrior Challenge is that, you know, when you face an obstacle, what do you do with it? Mm. Do you go under it? Do you go above it? Do you move around it, you know? Mm. Or if you're really, really strong, you can go through it. But what about using discussions and all that and just move the obstacles, you know, things like that. So that is what we want to portray, the value of that teamwork that you have. No man is an island. We can't work alone. We are working together with the Convention Bureau, throughout Convention Bureau to get this done. And then we want to portray that message. And that's why this campaign is so important because we are redefining not just our tribe, the entire business tribe in that sense.
And when you think of, I guess, when you think of East Malaysia, we do have a lot of tribes in a conventional sense, right?
Yeah.
And the second part is a 10-kilometer course designed for the individual, right? And then, of course, then you were talking about the Beast Mode, and that's for the convention.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like we fit the best in the Beast Mode because, you know, like we are not the...
yeah.
I mean, our objective is, Beast Mode, for me, the way I look at it, Terrence, is a mass team building.
Mm.
This is where we put all the business event community to work together. They don't know each other, but they have to work together. They have to start the obstacle together and finish together.
Right.
Yeah. So, but Beast Mode is also open to any corporate organization in anywhere who wants to participate. You know, it can be part of their team building or part of their annual staff gathering.
All right.
Yeah.
Is sports tourism also something we're thinking about?
It's part of the sports tourism.
Correct. Yeah. And it can be a new product on its own as well to attract other business to come over. It could be a product that you can actually link with business event products as well. Mm. Let's say you come for a conference, right? But at the same time, you want to have an offshoot event for another program. Right, so this can be a part of the program for the conference as well that they can run in the state.
Okay, right. And you expecting people from a lot of locals, West Malaysians?
Majority will be for the local crowd, but of course we are focusing on the region as well. Pan-Malaysian and then also from the neighbouring countries like Indonesia and Brunei, Singapore as well.
Because it's also affordable for them to come over for the Singaporeans as well. Where can people register for this? Is it still open for registration?
It is still open for registration. So you can actually log on to our website at www.tribalwarrior.my.
So if you want to find out more about redefining global tribes, just visit www.sarawakcb.com.
All right. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Amelia Rosiman from Sarawak Convention Bureau and Terence Lim from True Events talking about redefining global tribes. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.